catch up on all the Anaheim Ducks action in just 10 minutes or less, right here on Ducks Rewind.
Welcome back to another edition of Ducks Rewind. On Sunday night, the Ducks wrapped up their three-game road trip with a showdown at the Scotiabank Saddle Dome. Headed into the game, the Flames had won two of three games against the Ducks, with Anaheim looking to earn a split in the fourth meeting between the two sides. In the opening period, it was the Ducks who got off to a fast start.
Shattenkirk flips it ahead, Petrano off to Zegras in front. Petrano shoots, he scores! Frank Petrano scores the game's first goal on a huge attack, which developed quickly in the neutral zone. Petrano, the last part of it, firing it by Markstrom to give Anaheim an early lead. To Simon Benoit, to Shattenkirk, to Comtois. Shot coming, Petrano, rebound, score! And it's a goal for Max Comtois. Markstrom got a piece of it with his left pad, but it trickled over the goal line. And the Ducks score a big goal late in the period to increase their lead at 2-0.
Frank Vetrano's 19th of the season and Max Comtois' 9th gave the Ducks a 2-0 lead after 20 minutes of play. In the second, Calgary came roaring back with three unanswered goals in the opening 8 minutes.
Power play scenario, which begins the second period. Calgary, man advantage, a shot, score! Mangiapane snapped the wrist shot, which beats Dostal cleanly. And the Calgary Flames jump right back in this hockey game. They trail Anaheim 2-1. Back Huberdeau. Front Zadorov shoots. He scores! The defenseman comes through. Zadorov, a tough physical presence on their blue line. But he showed there he can fire the puck. And he shoots it by Dostal. And the game's tied at 2-2. The other way comes Calgary, a centering feed. Mangiapane tried to set it up for Nick Ritchie, and that one failed to connect. Another drive, they score! Stetcher shoots it in from the blue line, and the Flames defensemen are getting involved, scoring goals. That one puts Calgary up by one.
With the Ducks now trailing, Anaheim rallied back with a pair of tallies, including Frank Vetrano's second goal of the game.
Fowler, now a shot, now one stop, Petrano scores on a rebound, and the goals are coming in a flurry on both sides. It's now 3-3 as Anaheim fights back to tie it after giving up a huge lead. It's now 3-3. Harrington takes a little bump out near the blue line from Coleman. Harrington winds, fires, scores! Harrington, a rocket! And the Ducks have a 4-3 lead. What's this with all these defensemen scoring goals tonight?
Vetrano's 20th and Scott Harrington's 4th, a new career high for goals in a season for Harrington. 4-3 was the score headed into the final period of play. In the third, a desperate Calgary team rallied for a pair of goals.
Coming in with McGinn, Grant fires one, and that's blocked in front of the net. Boy, that was a gutsy effort there by the Calgary player, Weegar. And then Calgary comes down and scores a goal after the block, which really initiated the breakout up to the other end of the rink. Sacrifice, the team gets the goal, and it's Milan Lucic, the goal scorer, to tie up the game at 4-4. And out high, Stone and Stetcher. Flames win the draw. To Stone, a drive, he scores! A blast from inside the blue line, beats Dostal cleanly. He had some real mustard on that shot, did Stetcher. And the Calgary Flames will get a 5-4 lead with 2:38 to play.
5-4 was the final score as the Ducks did not register a point on their three-game trip. Anaheim will return home on Wednesday night to host the Edmonton Oilers. Puck drop at Honda Center will be at 7 p.m. with the pregame show beginning on DuckStream at 6:30. That'll do it for this edition of Ducks Rewind.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.